Hello, Enfield Assessment Service. How can I help you?
Hello, may I ask who I'm speaking to, please?
I'm Linda. I'm one of the team administrators.
How are you doing? I'm Mr. Simon Paul Cordell, and I'm phoning in regards to a reference number that I have. Is it okay if I give that to you?
Right, do so, yep.
434.
434.
096.
096.
1671.
671, and what's in connection with?
I would like to speak to an Angela Hague, H-A-G-U-E, in regards
Angela Hague, she's not here at the moment, can I get her to ring you
can
back?
Can I speak to a line manager for her, please?
She's the manager.
She is the manager.
She is the manager.
Is she the director to the company as well?
No, she's the manager of the Enfield Assessment Service.
Yeah, I understand that, but there's six company structures that any person could be in this country. Like, you'd have a limited company, CIC, and association, and so forth.
We're on Enfield Haringey Mental Health Trust.
Yeah, but you know, no matter what, you still have to have a director to the company and a secretary to the company, and then you'd have line managers.
CEO, what we have is, we have a CEO, which is the Chief Executive Officer.
Yeah.
And then below that, I believe we have a non-executive person.
Okay, who is the chief executive?
At the moment, it's a gentleman called Andy Graham.
Andy Graham. Is he available to speak to, please?
I really wouldn't know. He's based at St. Anne's Hospital.
Oh, so he actually works with the director, Julia Crinich, the person that... I've built a website called horrificcorruption.com here, a newspaper, and I've got a full diary in it every single day since 2012 with a full report, problem statements, and I've put all the latest videos and everything that's happened. I've had over 220... there's over 200... There's 56 days that the doctors have attempted to come and breach my human rights, and try to cause targeted malice, which is a 12-year offence. It's a criminal offence. Targeted malice is when you're trying to help a colleague avoid prosecution, and you're doing something against a person that you should be representing in a constructive way rather than positive. Unfair processing and a breach of trust. Now, there's a lady called Julia Crinich, who is the head director at St. Anne's Hospital, one of the directors or chief executives, as you may explain. And I have videos of her and I have recordings of her.
She's not part of Barnet Enfield and Haringey Mental Health Trust, because I've never heard of her.
Yeah, but Julia Crinich is the main director at St. Anne's Mental Hospital, and you just said that the gentleman that I'm in regards to your apartment
Andy
is also...
Andy Graham is the chief executive officer. And Julia, I've never heard of her.
Yeah, Julia, I've got pictures of her all here now, and I've got all of, she is one of the main directors for St. Anne's Hospital. Have you done a check on her? Just write Julia Crinich into Google.
I've worked for the trust for 19 years, and I've never heard of her.
I understand that. She's the main director, and I met her in a hospital. She would come into the room with lots of other doctors. I have them all on recording, breaching a 135.
You need to speak to Angela Hague, do you?
Yes, that's correct. Can I have time to call her back, please, then?
Yeah, can you hold on just a moment?
Thank you.
Right, can I take a phone number?
Is it possible that I can just get a contact time to contact yourselves back?
Well, I don't know when she is, because she's at a meeting at Chase Farm this morning, so I don't actually know what time she's going to be back.
Well, I'll try and call around in the afternoon and just after lunch again, if that doesn't work, if that's okay.
Okay.
All right, thank you, madam. You have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye. Bye.